Penguin Random House Audio presents Drawing on Courage, Risks Worth Taking, and Stands Worth Making by Ashish Goyal and Stanford D School. This is the author, Ashish Goyal, with a note from the D School read by Scott Duerley. Note to listeners, this program includes short stories based on the original comics in the book, adapted by the author.
A note from the D School. At the Stanford D School, design is a verb. It's an attitude to embody and a way to work. The core of that work is trying, to the best of one's abilities, to help things run more smoothly, delight more people, and ease more suffering. This holds true for you too, whether design is your profession or simply a mindset you bring to life. Founded in 2005 as a home for wayward thinkers, the D School was a place where independent-minded people could gather, try out ideas, and make change. A lot has shifted in the decade or so since, but that original, exuberant, and resourceful attitude is as present today as it was then. Our series of guides is here to offer you the same inventiveness, insight, optimism, and perseverance that we champion at the D School. Like a good tour guide, these handbooks will help you find your way through unknown territory and introduce you to some fundamental ideas that we hope will become cornerstones in your creative foundation. Explore the critical skill of making decisions amid the unknown in navigating ambiguity. Learn to build inclusive communities where everybody has room to collaborate and flourish in design for belonging. And in this little book, learn to thwart all that stands in the way of doing work that matters. Welcome to Drawing on Courage. Love, the D School.
Introduction. Why courage? You might look back at moments in your life and your work, as I do, and wish you had acted more courageously. You probably knew then what was the right thing to do, or at least you know now what you should have done, but you didn't do it. You chickened out. This moment may have felt monumental or minor, leaving home to move to a new city, speaking up for a cause you believe in, asking someone out, having a difficult conversation, getting up on stage, trying something new, voicing an opinion that might have been unpopular among your peers, asking for help, and on and on. Acting with courage is hard. You are taking a risk, and that's scary. Yet you have to act with courage. Even though you may not be ready, the conditions aren't ideal, or you're venturing into unknown territory. Why? Because courage is the precursor to all change. Without courage, the status quo remains the status quo. Design is also about challenging the status quo, be it the impossible curves in the buildings of a world-class architect like Zaha Hadid, the inventive installation art of a graphic designer like Stefan Sagmeister, or anything in between. It all takes courage. But this book isn't just about designing with courage. It is about couraging with design. Couraging with design means using the tools of design to be more courageous, no matter who you are or what you do. Just as designers sketch out ideas to see if they are any good, you can do the same with your fears to see if they are really as bad as they seem. Just as designers prototype to test concepts, you can try out things that feel a little risky. Just as designers craft catchy slogans to capture your attention, you can use language to shape your own actions. The Other Side. Once upon a time, in a city much like the one you or I live in, there lived Boo, our hero. One random Thursday, Boo was going about his day, trudging along the paths he had always taken, when suddenly he came upon a cliff. He had never seen this cliff before. On the other side, he can see lush vines growing. The place looks full of fun and adventure, but the chasm separating the cliff and the other side is large. He must go there, but he is not ready to take the leap. He decides to prepare. The very next day, he goes to the local bookstore and buys The Definitive Guide to Reaching the Other Side. After many days spent reading this marvelous book, Boo asks Froggy, the local legend at taking a leap, to train him. After nearly a year of training, Boo immerses himself in documentaries on famous men and women who've taken the leap. Almost 2 years have passed since Boo saw a glimpse of the other side. He can imagine it now. He can taste the joy of finally reaching there. Finally, feeling truly ready, he hikes back up to the cliff to take the leap. But wait, the other side has disappeared? Stupefied, Boo is unsure what to do. He sees an old man walking by. "Do you know what happened to the other side?" Boo asks him.
"Oh," says the old man, "they demolished it to construct a mall. Maybe next time don't look so hard before you leap." The moral of this story is, we all want to take a leap to the other side. The side where our purpose and ambitions lie. But timing matters. If you wait too long, there may be no other side left.
My story. I noticed my courage gap during a stint as the head of design at Zomato, one of the biggest technology startups in India. I pride myself on being a quick learner. When I encounter something new or difficult, my reflex is to bridge the gaps in my knowledge with research, skills, and tools. When I am struggling to convince my project stakeholders, I seek to get better at negotiation and articulating the principles and values that inform the solution. If I am not seeing eye to eye with my team, I might learn more about communication and coaching. When I am working on a new project, perhaps I take a class. Sure, additional knowledge, skills, and tools can be helpful, but they are not always enough. As an employee, knowing the right design principles and negotiation skills didn't make it less scary to stand up for those principles and values. As a manager, understanding the principles of good communication didn't make it less uncomfortable for me to have honest conversations, give and receive feedback, or let someone go. As a designer, learning new tools didn't make it less embarrassing to show my early work. Once I noticed this pattern in my work, I could see it in other parts of my life too. Without courage, the act of collecting skills and knowledge can become a kind of waiting. Waiting to get better. Waiting to get ready. Waiting for conditions to improve. Waiting for the path to reveal itself. Waiting for someone to give you permission. In sum, not acting. You might be waiting to act too. But if you wait for too long to leap to the other side, sometimes there is no other side left. The moment passes you by. Courage is making the leap when you must, not only when you're ready. This book is about that leap, and about the journey you must take both before and after. Following are the four key stops along the way. 1. The fear that blocks you. 2. The values that bolster you. 3. The moment of action. 4. The change that ensues. Let's begin. Chapter 1. What is courage? Plato named courage, which he called fortitude, as one of the four cardinal virtues.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?